Well, I know the board, through its building and grounds committee, talked a little bit tonight about some of the, I guess, pressing issues that lie ahead at the junior high building in Joy and the high school building in Aledo. So there are some, I guess, as I mentioned, I guess I'll leave it, pressing issues right now involving those two facilities.
Well, I think that's right, Jim. We've got a lot of concerns about those two buildings. When we approved our 10-year health life safety study 2 years ago, we authorized $3.5 million worth of required work. At that time, we deferred $6 million worth of recommended work. What we're finding as we get farther into this project, that some of that recommended work really needs to be done sooner rather than later. And that's kind of the decision that's out in front of that building committee now. And based on those kinds of numbers, are repairing those two buildings what we really want to do, or do we want to look at other options for the district?
And one of the options is, well, the building and grounds committee, they're going to have to determine if they want to do a feasibility study. There are still some just decisions to be made involving that type of stuff.
That's right. I don't think we've got a real strong idea yet of what direction we want to proceed, and we've got to look at what all those options might cost us and whether or not we want to involve some outside help in making those decisions.
And I think some of the expenses that were mentioned tonight, $264,000 remaining in lintel replacement, I think in the high school gym, I heard like $1.7 million to replace all the lintels at the junior high building in Joy, and then upwards of $5.8 million for basically bringing that Joy building completely up to code. That's kind of what we're looking at in terms of taking care of some of these issues.
Yeah, I think we've got some scary numbers out there, and that's what's really making the board and the administration take pause about what direction we're going to move forward with.